Okay, well, look, it's Phoenix FM. We are here at Stand and Calling, a festival that, well, I was here, 3 years ago, and it's really growing. And I'm here with Lee Lee. Is this your first time here?
It is. It's my first time. I met Alex, the guy who runs Stand In, about 8 months ago. And he was like, I'd love for you to come and perform. You'd love it. And here I am.
You're ready, you're going on stage, in less than an hour as well, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm on stage at 3:50.
You're ready, you're raring to go. Is this your sort of thing, or more is it your own gigs? Because you've got a real history in terms of starting at 17 and then working your way through. Your CV reads like it's almost made up. You've done a bit of everything, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, like, that's pretty much been my life. I like to move around. I like to be able to try and, like, keep my hands in various different pockets. That sounds like I'm about to teeth, but I love to be able to experiment and try and craft and create as many different art forms as possible. So, but tonight, or I should say today, we're playing my stuff. So I'm very excited about that too. It's nice to be able to perform your own songs out there.
I mean, you haven't just written for yourself, you've written for other people as well, haven't you?
Yes, I have. Most recently, I'm about to do Chuck's next album, and I've been working with a few pop acts I can't mention, which is annoying, but I did the Crystal Fighters album as well. So, yeah, it's been an exciting year.
And trying to organise all of that and fit it in with the gigs as well, you must be used to it, but it must be difficult.
It's pretty full on, because not only am I doing that, but I also run a record label as well with my business partner Kim, who's filming us. Wave. And but I love it. I wouldn't have it any other way. I think when I'm not mad busy, I don't quite know what I'm doing with myself. So just being able, again, being able to kind of separate myself into various different aspects of the creative world, it really keeps me going.
And if you're the sort of person that can't relax, that's another way of doing it. The whole change is as good as the rest.
Exactly. You know, I mean, like, I'm focusing on music at the moment, but I definitely want to move into fashion and film. And fashion is something that we'll be also looking at over the next couple of months. So I'm very excited.
Wow. And trying to fit it all in must be a problem.
Well, yeah, but, you know, you just got to be organised. Organisation is key to success, I guess.
And yet, on your website, it says you spend a lot of time being drunk. How does that work out?
I was about to, like, pop down and see if my bottle of tequila was there. It's almost like fuel to the whole sort of, you know, project, essentially. I think that in life, I'm trying to get a balance, so I don't want to be that person that just works. I also want to be able to have fun, and I feel like every single moment in life, I like to underscore with a drink in my hand. And so, yeah, I'd love to have my own brand of tequila. That would make me very happy.
Well, who knows?
Who knows? Yeah. Who knows? That's on the list.
If someone's listening and they want to get in touch, we'll make sure we tell them how to.
Exactly. I mean, I'd love that for sure.
And I mean, just taking it back, I mean, from the age of 17, you started singing, but your mother being an opera singer as well. Is it just what you always knew you were going to do and you built up this way?
I guess so. I mean, I grew up in such a musical family. It wasn't just my mum. My brother was a drummer. My sister was a professional singer. My dad couldn't sing at all, but he had such an appreciation for music. It kind of felt that if I wasn't doing music, I just don't know what I'd be doing with myself, essentially, you know, with my family so involved in that. As they were so encouraging about expressing myself through music, and they could really see the talent before I actually saw it. I was such a shy kid. And although I loved watching them perform, I was always very, very shy about doing it myself. And they really encouraged me and put me through so many different sort of competitions and you know, performances. And that really helped me to kind of find my voice. So I'm very appreciative to them.
It's more than encouragement. It's coaching. It's steering you in the right direction.
Tough. It is tough. You know, I was such a shy little kid. But now, as an adult, I super appreciate it. I don't know. I feel like where I'm at now, I have to pay homage to them for it, because I feel like I'm confident about what I try and execute, purely because I've got that history and that upbringing in such a musical sort of world.
And it's all your own stuff you're going to be doing. You've worked with a lot of people, though, haven't you? I mean, I'm sure you're used to name dropping a few of them, but I mean, just to name but a few, I mean, with the likes of Beyonce.
Well, that was my first big gig. I was in a hip hop band, and there were six of us, and it was our first big show at Els Court. And Jay-Z and Beyonce were supporting, and it was scary. That was like, I mean, there was thousands of people there, and that we were used to like a couple of hundreds, and all of a sudden there was thousands. Luckily, the lights were so bright, I couldn't see anything. But I remember my mum made my outfit, and it was awful when I look back at it. But at the same time, there's a real beauty in just the time period and just the effort that went into it. I really appreciated it. And it went from there to then just kind of trying to kind of graft and do my own thing. You know, I was so involved with other people's projects. That was the first time that I kind of felt like, you know what, Lee, you should try out your stuff. But that really, really pushed me in that direction. And yeah, it was awesome. I'll never forget that day.
And there's plenty of stories on your website. I mean, if people want to find out more, they've got to spell your name L-E-A-L-E-A.
Like Lee Valley. Yes. It's the only way I can put it out there. People go, oh, right, yeah.
But you're from that way anyway, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. I'm Hackney born and bred, so of course. But actually, my full name's Leanne. So the N-N-E just got whacked off and I became Lee. And then when my mum was trying to be affectionate, she called me Lily, which is like a real Trinidadian way. Like you just add more like syllables onto the ends of every name. So then Lily was then what everyone started calling me, and then it just stuck. But it's really, I mean, the whole name is not spelled quite accurately, but hey, it is what it is.
And you're everywhere. You're all over Spotify and on the internet and everything. So if people want to hear more, then...
Or like you can find out info from my website, lily.co.uk.
Thanks so much for talking to us.
You're welcome. Thank you for talking with me.
Thank you.